Ramble.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can you see my dick on the camera?
Sorry, did I see your dick?
Are we cropped above my
Yeah, we don't see your dick. Why?
Because okay, I was adjusting myself heavily during that. I just need to know.
No, we don't see your dick on the camera.
Miles, you need to let us know if you're filming our dicks.
Zach, I can see your dick on the camera.
Oh, no.
I like that Pikachu.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Ned, just so you know, your dick is not on camera.
But mine is.
Zach, yours is, yeah.
Wow.
Well, so your dream is to get that Charizard, right?
Any Charizard.
Well,
you don't even care about if it's hollow or not.
The Shining Fates Charizard is the current, like, most desired Charizard, but I would take the Darkness Ablaze Charizard. I'd take the XY Evolutions, reverse hollow Charizard, or hollow Charizard, or Charizard V. And, you know, there's a lot of Charizards out there, not a one for me.
So check this math out.
Yeah.
You got a 1 in 400 chance of opening it. And you get two chances every single pack.
Mm-hmm.
You've opened 180 packs. That means you've had 360 total chances at it.
Yeah.
The way you do that is you calculate the chance of not getting it, multiply that by itself 360 times. So the chance of not getting it is like 99 point something percent.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah.
But now that you've done it 360 times, that gets lower and lower and lower. And now I've calculated that at 180 packs, you have had a 60% chance over all of that work at getting a Charizard.
Wow. So you are
officially now unlucky.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I know I'm unlucky.
Yeah, it's tough.
And like this isn't counting all the packs opened as a child and never got a Charizard, right? Like in my life, I've probably opened 300 packs of Pokemon cards. No Charizard in any set whatsoever.
Welcome to the tripod. We got a very special episode today. Keith, you're obviously looking for a Pokemon.
Yeah.
All right.
Was that a layup for a conversation? Because we're already talking about this conversation.
Keith's dream is to find a Charizard. I think Zach has a dream that was recently fulfilled.
Yeah.
That he would like to share. See, that's a segue.
That was a fucking good segue, dude. You know what? That was good. Guys, very exciting news in the Corn Diddy verse. I, this week, got to fulfill a lifelong dream. And when I say lifelong, yeah, I was born and this dream was instilled in me before I even knew.
You got bar mitzvahed.
Ooh.
You became a man.
Wow. I did not get bar mitzvahed, no. That will happen at some point. Any other guesses?
You found a Charizard.
You're having a baby.
No, don't make the audience guess about my pregnancy status.
Oh. You got metal legs.
You are showing a little bit.
On this week's episode of Guilty Pleasures, I got to talk to the entire cast of Fast and Furious. I got to hang out.
Wait, what?
I got to Zoom interview with Vin Diesel, John Cena, Michelle Rodriguez, and director Justin Lin. It is crazy. It is like the most mind-blowing thing. So this Monday's episode is me hanging out with Daddy Vin.
Whoa. Ooh,
dreams come true. Hey now, hey now.
All right, three questions to whet the audience's appetite.
Okay.
Who is the nicest?
Honestly? Well, they were all sweethearts.
John Cena!
Michelle Rodriguez is just an angel of a human.
She plays against type.
She plays like such a like tough motherfucker on camera, but you will see, wow, just the delight of a human.
Okay, the second question. Who was the most well-spoken?
John Cena. The most eloquent. Not to say the others aren't. John Cena gives one answer that is about 4 minutes long that is the most beautiful monologue. Like, honestly, it was about the power of media. And I, like, it's crazy, guys.
It's beautiful.
He's unbelievable. This guy.
And finally, did you tell Vin Diesel that Vin is your daddy?
You're gonna have to tune in to find out.
Oh, wow.
When specifically Monday. Does it drop?
Monday.
Wow. I can't wait.
You talk about Fast and Furious as much as Keith talks about Pokemon.
You've always wanted to meet Vin Diesel.
Guys,
you Photoshop him hugging you. It's kind of strange.
Well, okay, that's my private business now.
Okay.
It's when you hear his voice in your ear. Like, he came on the Zoom on the podcast, and you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my. You are a star. That's the Iron Giant in my ear right now.
His voice sounds processed. It sounds edited and toned
down.
It
definitely is going through filters.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And by the way, here's an exciting thing for you, Eugene. He, I found out, is huge into astrology. And so I ask him a question about astrology.
You know so much about.
I know. Well, his mom, you'll see the bio. Yeah. His mom was like, is huge in astrology, so he grew up around it.
Hmm. Yeah.
They're not what you think they are.
Yeah, it really seems it.
Is his voice really like this?
Even deeper.
Even deeper. Honestly, deeper, it's like none of us can
stand on magnets.
Is it dark like this?
I find that there's a lot of people that believe in astrology that also stand on magnets.
Mm.
So my dream came true, but your dreams may come true today, too, on another episode of The Tripod,
right after this.
Good segment.
Wow.
Very good.
Segment?
All right, team. Well, it's another episode of The Tripod, and you know what that means. Sometimes I prepare stuff for it, and lo and behold, this week I didn't prepare much, but shout out to our podcast intern, Rainey Toll, for teeing up a great segment.
Hell yeah, Rainey.
Rainey brings the storm.
Rainey brings the storm, baby. You know, the world's full
of
mysteries.
Wait, Miles, real quick. Mm-hmm. How's that for you? You've got some help on the team
now.
Oh
my God, it is such a relief. because there are four podcasts now.
Yeah.
So many. So at every given day, I'd be like, okay, we got to get the podcast out. We got to get this one out. And then we got to get the next one out. So it is so, so great to broaden that podcast team, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got a full fleet of people.
Spreading our wings.
Spreading our wings and learning to fly. And speaking of fly, I'd like to ask... why? The world's full of mysteries and the Try Guys are canceled, but you know what's not? The Why Guys. You all have been wondering things and the Try Guys, more like the Why Guys. This segment is title first. So I'm going to ask
you. I wasn't sure if I was on board the first time, but now it's hitting me.
It's why do we do things?
No, I have a couple questions and for the biggest boys in town and Zach, little corn cup to ask why does this stuff happen and when?
Huh. When?
First question, why did Watergate happen?
I'm sorry.
Are you like quizzing us on history?
No, I just am curious about why.
Why did Watergate happen?
Why did Watergate happen?
Well, there's a lot of corruption and government and people with a lot of power feel like they can get away with anything, and so they try to, and then eventually, you know, it all comes crumbling down.
It boils down to a lot of insecurity.
Yeah.
On Richie's part, little old Dick Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nixon wanted to win at all costs and like broke into some hotel or something to steal stuff for the other
some
people.
Secrets.
Like, he was secrets a real doucher. Yeah. I know that we like look back and be like, oh, Nixon sucked, but like he really fucking sucked a lot.
Yeah.
Deep Throat.
It's such a funny shout out to Deep Throat.
Shout out to
Big
Deep Throat.
Shout out.
I think it's so cool. Like, on top of being such a great actor, Robert Redford helped save America. So,
yeah, that's nice. Him. That's good.
He what?
He cracked.
What's his role in the story?
He broke the story. Robert Redford.
What?
Guys, I'm so flimmy today. Are you guys
all the presidents,
today?
Man.
It was chilly in LA, and my sinuses are all sinused.
I'm flammy too. Pollen came out this week.
Pollen came out. Pollen dropped a new album this week.
Pollen dropped.
And then it got cold.
Yeah.
I'm with you. You know, okay, I have a science question for my science daddy.
Oh, thank you.
Do you know why when I step into the sunlight, I sneeze from allergies? Mm. Not when I'm outside. I'm already outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then a beam of sun blasts into my face and I go, Chew.
You get the sun sneeze.
Sun mm-hmm. sneezes. What is that about?
We've talked about this before.
Don't you dare, Miles.
We have talked about it, but I don't know if we've explained it.
No, I don't know what it means and how. Honestly, and honestly, why?
I couldn't tell you. Why? I don't know. That's a biology question.
It happened to me.
Are we I'm so a physical sciences daddy.
The Habersburgers, the Habersburger boys are all sun sneezers. Dad.
Oh, I do remember now. We talked about sun sneezer as a that was early tripod.
Yeah.
You're a sun sneezer,
Harry.
All right, I'm good with this rerun.
Yeah, I never sneezed in the sun.
Really?
Oh, you're missing out, bro.
Sun don't make me sneeze.
Huh.
He's not a sun sneezer.
Next question. Why, guys? Why is mayo?
What the fuck is this?
I love.
Oh, I just googled it. Nobody knows. It says the mechanism of action is not well understood, but it affects 18 to 35% of the world's population. They call it a photic sneeze reflex,
minority.
As in, yeah, we're minorities.
Okay.
it's like it's caused by the light.
Yeah.
I'll answer your question, Miles. I'll play your
Eugene.
Fucking game.
Yeah.
Why is mayo?
Mm-hmm.
Mayo is mayo.
Yeah.
And mayo is underrated.
Eggs, am I right? Are in it?
Yeah, I kind of feel like mayo got this weird rap at some point. Everyone thought like it was like super bad for you and gross. And they're like, oh, man. And a lot of things, sorry to the people in my present company that are like white, especially got associated. Mm-hmm. Like it's like how people say
like
vanilla is bad, but you're like, wait, vanilla is amazing tasting. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that you got associated with whiteness, but it's like very good.
Mm-hmm.
And mayo on many dishes is delicious.
Do you remember your first mayonnaise experience? I do.
Keith, I do. Shit. We'd
do
love
I?
To share.
Yeah, I do. I was like, I don't like mayonnaise. And then I got the Hardee's, a Carl's Jr. Monster Burger when it first ever launched. And I asked for it with no mayo. But you know what? I got it with mayo. And I ate it. And I was conflicted. I thought it was delicious. But all my life, I had thought that I didn't like mayonnaise. And turns out, I did.
One of those things that the media twists against. Mm-hmm. You know, you grow up watching these cartoons where they're like, mayo's gross.
Ew, mayonnaise.
Same with anchovies. Fucking Ninja Turtles ruined
anchovies
my shit.
Anchovies are so good.
Mm-hmm. They're great.
Yeah, they
fucking
can be good.
Those lying turtles, sacks of shit.
Do they not like anchovies?
Are you kidding me, Miles? Did
I
you ever watch
that.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Fuck brother.
They would order the pizza, they would say all their toppings, and then all in unison they would go, no anchovies!
Well, I guess they are in the fish family.
Yeah.
So maybe they didn't want to eat, like...
Well, they're reptiles.
Well, water creatures.
They're amphibians, aren't they?
Well, anchovies... Well, he's talking about the anchovies, not the turtles.
Not reptiles.
And turtles are reptiles.
I thought they were amphibians.
Turtles are reptiles.
Wait, now I'm conflicted.
Reptiles is the, like...
There's
name
a bigger
of
genus?
Species, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what amphibians means. Maybe that's a subset of reptiles.
I thought it
just means creatures that live in the water.
I thought it was, they live both.
Are we stupid?
We might be dumb.
Why is mayo?
I'll Google it. I'll
turtles
Google
are
it.
Reptiles, but they
insects.
Are
do you see how quickly I abandoned because I was afraid to look stupid? I'm like, oh, I'm just kidding. They're not reptiles.
Fungus.
Turtles are reptiles of the order Chelonia or Testudines.
Well, shalom to you.
Is it an amphibian too?
Well, let me Google it. Our turtle.
I'm gonna say. I'm gonna go ahead and say amphibians is not like a species genus type of thing. I think it just means creatures that live in the water.
They're not amphibians.
What is amphibian?
It's a type of actual. No, it's like a group.
It's so early, guys.
I believe amphibians. Don't amphibians also like they are?
They transform. They're Pokemon.
They're from, and they're all like from a tadpole. So there's like
a frog.
Because reptiles are born from eggs.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's also like the birth pattern, and there's also like a certain amount that they live on land and on water in terms of lifespan. And I believe reptiles, like especially turtles, like they are amphibious where they can go on land. But they are, but they don't like live exclusively on
science. Either. So here's the five characteristics of amphibians.
Salamanders.
Vertebrates. Skin is smooth and slimy.
Oh yeah, not a turtle.
They breathe through their skin.
Ooh,
they're cold-blooded. Complex lifestyle.
They're so
complex life cycle. They have a very complex lifestyle.
They're very complicated.
And there's many. They vocalize. They're loud.
Turtles scream. Turtles do scream.
Ooh, snakes
are
amphibians.
Amphibians, they breathe through their skin. Did you guys ever have a tadpole net?
Tadpole net?
Yeah, it was a net for catching tadpoles.
No, but I told you about the time that my neighbors cleaned out their pool and they poured a bunch of bleach. They like had left their pool covered and they opened it after the winter and it had been filled with tadpoles and they bleached them all and then we scooped out all the dead bleached tadpoles.
It was a better story this time than last time.
It was faster this time, yeah.
Correction, snakes are reptiles.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, that's the...
What about water snakes?
We can't say snakes are amphibians.
Guys, amphibians. Snakes are mammals. Guess chipmunks are amphibians.
I believe
and
that.
And ostriches.
Yeah.
I have no idea what amphibians are, apparently.
This is like 4-1 Google.
Mammals. yeah. Four idiots. Understand.
What I'm learning is that before 9 a.m., my brain doesn't work.
Well, Zach,
like, I'm abandoning everything that I know when someone tells me something else. I'm like, yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the mayo combo. Mm-hmm. Kewpie mayo.
What's Kewpie mayo?
Japanese mayo.
Oh,
what
probably,
is it?
Probably better.
Slightly different, a little sweeter.
What's it made with?
Less tart. I don't know.
Is the question why?
The question is...
Why Kewpie mayo?
Why does Easter candy taste better than Halloween candy?
Who thinks that?
Who the fuck's saying that?
This is a poll straight from the people.
Who the fuck said that?
Easter candy versus Halloween candy.
Huh? I guess if I'm going to try and go inside the mind of the people,
yeah.
Easter has more special... Easter candies. Mm. Halloween candy is just normal candy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what sort of like unique Halloween candy can you think of?
On Easter, you get chocolates and you get Peeps. Peeps are garbage foam.
You also get Cadbury eggs.
Okay, Peeps Cadbury eggs. I people love those. I get that. But on Halloween, get the full array of candy. You get your Snickers. Yeah, you get your Kit Kats. You get your Reese's. You get your...
And but that's just normal candy. You could eat that in February.
But it's specific for the holiday.
My point is that it's not specific. It's just candy.
If you're going candy
at Halloween.
If you're going candy corn versus Cadbury eggs, then yeah, candy corn is garbage.
You know that.
I will say this.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Halloween is like a gambler's mindset because you can't determine what candy you're getting. Exactly. So if you get a jackpot, that means you got big old size chocolate bars. But most Halloweens, you get 90% Smarties?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like Tootsie Rolls,
or those baby Milky Ways.
Yeah, like that's not.
Oh yeah,
that's not that
fun size.
But Easter egg hunts.
There's nothing fun about fun size.
From what I've seen from Easter egg hunts, or what I remember as a child, there's a democratization that happens. Like parents will not let their kids get one egg, like because a kid would get sad.
Communism.
So there's a little more like you're guaranteed a certain amount of deliciousness at Easter.
And I don't know if your family ever did Easter baskets.
Oh.
But you get like a curated selection.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe it's just the experience. You don't have to work for it. You know, Jesus is alive.
What do you mean? You're hunting for him.
No, but also in the morning, you just wake up, you get free basket, and then you go hunt for more. Mm-hmm. So it's like best of both worlds. Plus, Halloween, you're like, ah, zombies scary. Mm-hmm. Easter, you're like, ah, zombies awesome. Great job, J-Dog. That's a good point. You know, very similar stories happening. Mm-hmm. Like there's a grotesque murder, and then there's a zombie. Very Halloween.
And I can also see how people are into the chocolate bunnies. I mean, I'm here for it. Chocolate bunnies, it's a delight. You don't like chocolate bunnies? It's just chocolate.
I'm just shaking my head. I'm not, no, Halloween's better than Easter.
They're hollow.
That's not, that wasn't the question.
Yeah, the candy.
I feel left out. I don't know Easter. I'm a Jew.
Oh, I'm sorry, Zach. I didn't mean
to. I feel persecuted against.
I didn't mean to. I know. Yeah, I get that. Mm-hmm.
And we are sympathetic to
it. Candy sucks and I don't believe in your Lord.
Do they give out candies for Hanukkah or?
No, Hanukkah candy sucks.
Gelt?
Yeah.
Come on, guys. We love Gelt.
For Passover, you get the chocolate covered matzah.
Normally, you just get matzah.
Well, you could get a chocolate covered matzah, and that's pretty good.
Yeah. Would you rather a Cadbury egg or some matzah?
or chocolate covered cardboard? Also, you can make matzah yourself. It's very easy. That's the whole point of matzah. And it's way more delicious.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like Jesus.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Are you a fan?
Like he was
I'm a fan. He was a good guy.
I mean,
there's a lot of controversy around all the things that came after him, but like, don't fault Jesus for being a good dude.
He was the good guy.
Yeah.
Do we stand?
Yeah, I was more into him like in his early work, like before the Crusades, but he's cool, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like people that love Jesus wouldn't have hung out with Jesus.
Yeah, but there's a vast diversity of Christians.
Yeah, there's so good Christians.
There's a lot of great Christians. Also, mm-hmm. Shout out to all the good Christians.
Hey, we love you.
Yeah.
After what happened to Lil Nas X, I'm worried this podcast is going to get canceled because we're talking about Jesus so much.
That would be great for our album sales.
That's true.
I mean, we're not like objectifying Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, he's hot. Don't
he's
give
hot.
Me
That's what I'm thinking. We're all thinking it. Like, he's got a cut bod and all of...
Long hair.
No, you never see an ugly Jesus. You got to make sure that Jesus is, like, kind of boneable.
Yeah, maybe there should be, like, a like a thick Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, like, we should, like, just make like thick Jesus.
Like the Pikachu.
Yeah.
I want a rainbow like, chunk
rainbow
Jesus.
Rainbow chunk Jesus.
Oh, my God.
He's one in a million.
Still not that many. There's a bunch of him in the world. All right, why, guys.
Yeah, what you got?
Here's the next why question. Why am I not really athletic and fit yet?
How old are you?
You, Miles,
me?
Personally?
Yeah. I just thought I could get some notes.
Have you been trying?
Kinda. I run. I mean, I have ice cream and beer every day.
That's not gonna work.
Together?
Well, I'll have like, sometimes I'll be like, let me just have a beer and then I'll have ice cream after. But then I have the beer and then I'm like, ice cream would be really good right now.
With the beer?
Well, after. I have the beer.
What's different about these two scenarios you just presented? Sometimes I do this and other times I do the exact same
thing.
Well,
I get jealous that I might be missing out on ice cream.
Oh.
But it's really just me having ice cream. And I run a single mile a couple times a week.
Oh, that's good.
That's great that you're active.
No, wait, is this actually your question?
Look,
what do you mean? Yeah.
You wrote this question down?
I think we should kick it to Zach, because Zach has been going on a fitness swole daddy journey, and he's been doing his education, getting his research correct. Zach, tell us how to get swole.
So I've actually...
Don't tell us context. Tell
no context
us
how
to
get
swole.
Okay, lots of carbs, lots of protein, and work out more.
Yeah. Lots of carbs?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You need the carbs to get your body moving and the protein to build it back together.
The shortest context is I'm trying to get stronger so my body doesn't hurt all the time.
Yeah.
But, like, here's my thing is that your body doesn't hurt, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it might someday. Yeah, you're
sometimes.
Tall, so you probably have bad posture.
I got back. I mean, right now, to get me in the frame with the camera, I am slouched on the chair in the lowest setting.
No, you shouldn't do that. Raise the fucking camera.
Well, but then...
Dude, posture is so important. We have a back pain epidemic in this country. Miles, we'll buy you a new stand.
Okay.
It's so important.
Okay, cool.
Everybody's got such bad posture, such bad back. We're always on our phones. Everyone's got text neck. You know, there's a real thing now. There's a word for it. It's called text neck because everyone's slouched over and you develop this like weird little knob in the back of your neck and you got that pain and your muscles are overcompensating.
It's
terrible.
If you got a knob in the back of your neck, you might be a text neck.
Very nice neck.
That was good. Jeff Boxworthy is rarely represented on our podcast.
Oh,
we got Jesus. We got Jeff. Jeff actually is kind of like the Jesus of the South.
God, you guys are so off the rails. What is this fucking podcast today? You're talking about thick Jesus and no one knows what an amphibian is. I was sitting here going like, who? I was like, everyone knows what an amphibian is. And I was like, wait a minute, am I the dumb one? I was like, he said snakes are amphibians.
No,
I was like, isn't this the thing you learned in first grade? Snakes are clearly reptiles.
I know physical sciences. I don't know biology that well. Yeah. I haven't taken it since freshman year of high school. Anyways, Miles, what are your fitness goals? That's the most important question. Because there are different things you want to do.
And
for
is
like
a salamander a mammal?
Cut versus putting on muscle.
I want people to look at me and think, wow.
Okay, so it sounds like you want to build muscle and also...
Vanity muscle.
Or
vanity
you want to just get so fucking cut that people are like, wow.
I want to have... If I can
That's enough.
There we go.
Thanks so much for listening. Here's an ad.
I hate to bring it full circle, but you want the Jesus look.
I mean, if we're talking about somebody that has
Jesus.
I cannot.
Apologies to the Christian listeners.
You think is more vile than
somehow.
I don't personally think either are vile.
I don't know.
It's a term. It's a medical term.
I think we've... No, it's not. We probably shouldn't have either of them in the podcast since, you know, the title of our podcast is town.
We literally were talking about how we don't objectify Jesus much. Which is a real podcast.
Here's the answer, Miles.
Yeah, what's up?
On alternating days a week, do cardio and then do weightlifting.
Okay.
You know, lift heavy weights in sets of like 8 to 10 reps.
But also, be true to yourself.
Thanks, man.
No, don't do that.
Eugene, hottie of
listen
the...
Listen to your body, but do what I'm saying.
And listen to your heart.
And
okay.
increase your protein uptake.
Uh-huh. If you want to.
Oh my God. Why
Zach,
are you...
I love the positivity you're bringing up.
And whatever, anything else I say is going to get just a little positive bun on it.
But also stick to a routine.
Hey, whoa, careful.
There you go.
I think you bring up an interesting distinction, and Ned and I were talking about this while we were chilling one day, which is...
Wait, hang on. What were you guys doing while you were chilling?
I don't know what we were doing. It was probably after a shoot or before
we
shoot.
We weren't there? You guys
no, it was just me and Ned.
It?
Me and Ned.
I'm
me
a
and
little
Ned,
jealous.
Me and Ned talking, and I was talking to Ned.
Jealous
I,
of both of you.
I brought up the question, what sport do you think Wes would be into? Because Ned grew up athletic. I grew up in a lot of sports. And I think I realized as we were talking about this, like there's a difference between athletic and fit.
I understand now why Keith and I weren't there for this chill.
No, I get it.
It is interesting because when you think about it, I was just like, wow, like from ages 3 to 15, at least 8 to 10 hours of my week were spent playing sports.
Yeah.
So like all I was doing was developing hand-eye coordination, you know, like that's like, I think athleticism, fitness is I think for everyone, but I think athleticism is like a specific trained skill set that is kind of like, it's like language. It's like harder to pick up as you get older. Cause it's like hard to become a professional tennis player when you're 50.
Which would you say I am?
I think you're just
athletic or fit.
You're fit.
I'm fit.
You're fit.
You
typically don't like. Yeah,
just
you're very hot
and sexy.
You're very just cum gutters all over the place.
Okay, now I like the term.
Like, when we play sports, you aren't as into it as when we are like have an exercise plan.
That's true.
Yeah.
I've been getting skinny.
You look. You make tall look good.
I've been getting skinny, and it's because I've been trying to do some cardio and some weightlifting. I was really pushing, and my in-laws came into town, and I went to pick up food, and when I was walking back to the car, they were telling Becky, it's like, he looks big. And I was like,
looks built.
Oh, I'm like, my muscles are coming in. My shoulders are getting bigger. I'm getting hot.
We're gonna make it.
Here you go, Miles. Specifically on the days you don't run, and you know, take like one or 2 days as a rest day.
Yeah,
do like
you really want to teach
it. I admire how into you lit up like a dad.
It's time to get
fit. Me getting a fit. You were like, all right, let's work you through this, buddy.
Yeah.
Do
20 sit-ups, 20 push-ups, and 20 squats.
I think I could do that
over and over.
Yeah, then kind of the next day, see if you can do 2 rounds of that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or not. And then just kind of just alternate your running with some stuff like that.
I think I could do that.
All right, cool.
I think I could do
Let's circle back and see how it goes.
Come on over to the Habersberger gym.
Oh, yeah, you're running to gyms.
We got a treadmill. We got a rowing machine. We got some free weights. We got TRX bands. We're drilling in the ceiling of the garage.
See?
Jump ropes.
See, that's fit.
Yeah, that's fit.
How many soccer balls you got?
None.
But see, with that too, when
I got frisbee.
We talk a lot about like our arts background because we all have that. But there is like such a thing as like athletic identity. Like I always know if someone was a volleyball girl. Like I always know. I can just tell.
You can tell.
I can tell.
What is the tell?
I don't know. I had a lot of friends who played volleyball.
Tall,
I don't know.
And their knees are fucked up.
you know, and there's like team sports versus solo sports. And it's like something that when you're a kid, sometimes it wasn't your choice to go into sports, but you just did it your whole childhood. So that was like your band. Like that was what you did all after school. Mm-hmm. And I think that like when we say you have a competitive nature, me and Ned are like more competitive. I think it's just honestly from having grown up in team sports.
That's right.
Because you see a competition, you're just
fun,
like,
it's exciting.
I'm going to find joy out of trying to
win. Even if you lose, it's still like something that brings you joy.
But then it
still
fuels you to win the next thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I was on sports teams as a child, but I wasn't on the winningest ones. But no matter win or lose, Pizza Hut lunch buffet.
Keith and I are more of like the Mighty Ducks type. We're like, we're not going to play by the rules, but we got moxie.
Yeah, knuckle puck time.
Yeah, let's just fuck shit up and the underdog maybe will rise, but we didn't get him this season.
I did win some soccer games. We did win some baseball games. Not a lot. but we did win some.
I was on an undefeated team once. It was the worst season I ever played. As
the
in,
pressure?
It was not fun.
Yeah,
because
it's
can't.
Like we're beating teams like 7-0. The best types of sports are the ones where it's like really close.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But at the end, were you like, "Woo, we're the best in the world, baby!" At the end of the season,
not
did you
really.
Like party?
I don't think so.
Oh, wow, dang!
And it was kind of expected. Like this club was like always undefeated.
The skills building for children, I think, is fantastic for sports. And then there's this moment when you turn into an adult where sometimes that just doesn't work in the real world. Like when you play Capture the Flag or something for fun as an adult, and then you can just clock who was in football, right? You're just like, they're just like, I'm going to destroy you.
Yeah.
You're like, we're like drinking. Mm-hmm. We're all in our 30s. No one cares.
I'm going to run through you, bro.
And that's when you're like, okay, these don't, okay. We don't need that right
now. I'm trying to not get hurt. I didn't stretch fully.
We should, you know, I didn't play in at the BuzzFeed times, but we should just play some softball.
I would love to have a softball.
Oh, yeah.
Little
great.
Couple beer softball games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
Zachy Kornfeld was on the team.
You were right.
I had the jersey. Softball.
How'd it go?
It was fun.
Yeah.
I hated it.
Did you get any home
runs? I liked hitting. I hate being in the field.
Oh, I like the field.
No, I just love swinging that fucking bat.
I want to be an outfielder.
I just
want
to go to a batting cage, is really all I want.
Kickball's good for adults.
Kickball's
good. Fun. Yeah. Can we play Mythical? Can we do Mythical versus tri-team kickball?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yes.
They got more employees, so they probably can field a better roster.
Also, Rhett and Link have such long legs. I bet you they're great at kicking ball.
Yeah, we should do an intramural YouTuber kickball league.
It'd be really fun.
That who would else could do? Okay, us.
I can see in Ned's eyes right now.
He's Hype House?
We're going to fucking win.
Hype House, we could take down. Smosh got a crew. I bet you fucking ZHC, he's got like 10 different little artists over there.
Yeah.
They could do that.
Yeah, I think we could actually do this. This sounds pretty good.
Who else got a big crew? Mr. Beast? Mm-hmm.
Everyone else is canceled.
Yeah. every other roster I was going
everyone
through,
else
like,
is canceled.
Blanc,
so a wholesome kickball league.
Wholesome
kickball league,
league
where Ned is very serious in a mustache and he's got the whistle.
Yeah.
Guys, I was thinking about growing a mustache. What do you think?
Okay. I love the idea, Zach.
I was thinking like, what if, okay, I want to find a time where I'm not on camera and like, because I'm always like, I try and grow a beard, but then it's like all patchy and like it doesn't work. So I'm like, what if I just
try the mustache? You need to give up caring at this point.
Yeah.
I just stopped shaving. I shave like once every 2 weeks.
Wow, I did not realize this. Yeah. It just hit me. Like, I feel like I just, my eyes open. I'm the only man in this room without a beard right now.
Oh. Thank you. Oh my. Really? Really?
Well, you've got like, you haven't shaved in a while, but I would consider that almost, what do you think?
It's like a 10 o'clock shadow. It looks good.
It's scruff.
Scruff. It's scruff.
Scruff. It's a little
Zach
above
scruffy. Zach has shadow, Keith has scruff.
Yeah. Mm. I've never even seen you with scruff, really.
I get a little scruffy.
Ooh. Okay, let's do an experiment. You should just grow it out for the next few months.
For the next few months?
Yeah.
Well, you fully committed to bearded Eugene look. And what's funny
to me
is that it's such a big deal to our audience, but I just see your face every day. So I didn't notice a change until I look back at photos. I'm like, oh, this is new. But it doesn't
gradual
feel
change,
different to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you do have a mustache, I will tell you, you will go full Brooklyn hipster.
Yeah, that's what I want.
I love it. I think you'd do really good with a mustache.
Yeah, I mean, you're wearing like a little beanie right now.
A sweater that says I'm sensitive. Shout out to Kelsey.
Shout out. I think it worked.
I haven't run this by Maggie. And I won't. I'll just do it.
She won't like it.
She won't notice it until she loves it.
That's what Ariel is like. When I had that mustache for a little while, I came out, Ariel said, I hate this. And then the next day, she was like, I don't mind this. And then the third day, she was like, I kind of like this.
I had a mustache for a brief stint.
Mm.
And Becky was okay with it.
I'm trying to see Eugene with just a I think Eugene, if you just got rid of the beard, wow, it would be fucking powerful, bro.
Maybe we should just do a mustache video.
Mm. I think Eugene has enough to wax it right now.
He would have to always wear a suit.
Yeah. But like I'm talking like a three-piece suit, like or like the one with like the chest stuff.
Hey,
the chest vest.
Tommy gun.
why is Zach's tea such an aphrodisiac?
Whoa. Mm.
All right.
Hot.
Should put that in the advertisement.
Damn.
Yeah.
Is it? Some people think so.
I mean,
have you ever drank my tea and not fucked?
That's a good point.
I usually drink it in the morning.
It's a slow release aphrodisiac. It'll get you eventually.
I see. That makes sense to me.
Mission Netflix and chill.
Hey, I like that.
That's cool.
Do you believe in aphrodisiacs? Have you ever had anything like, and the food or the fragrance turned you on?
I don't
know. Ate an oyster, got a crazy boner.
Yeah.
Had to excuse myself.
I don't want to say I don't believe in it. I've never experienced it, but I do understand the idea of like, oh, I think the setting of a dining experience could be an aphrodisiac, right? It's like, oh, this is, but like if you get oysters to go, you're not going to be like, let's do this.
You shouldn't get oysters to go.
No.
Just a pro tip to anybody out there who's thought about it. Don't.
My problem with like the listed aphrodisiacs or the romance foods is that typically, and this is just a hot tip to the young daters out there, dairy is not like sexy to kiss. Yeah. Like your mouth coated with like chocolate or ice cream.
Ned disagrees.
It's not a great, I say like avoid garlic, avoid dairy for first dates. I love seafood personally. It's not everyone's jam. And I think having like 12 oysters before doing something is like,
risky.
Not the sexiest thing. It's risky.
Being full of oysters.
I wonder if it's an aphrodisiac because it's like a light food experience. So you're not weighed down. You're spry and ready to go.
That's maybe true. If you have a bunch of heavy food, you know, that's you're just going to be sleepy.
Should we do a video where we each try to eat like 80 oysters?
Oh my
house
God.
Oysters.
I do love oysters.
I thought you were going to say testing different aphrodisiacs. So.
I mean, that's also good. But also, what about we just all try to house 80 oysters?
We still need to do Try Guys Boner Race.
I mean, that's still the number one video idea. Yeah.
Why? We should just do that.
Have we told the people?
I don't think we have told the people.
Try Guys Boner Race is where all of us.
This is not where Eugene wanted to take the
go downtown. We get dropped off carless. We all pop a boner pill of the most popular variety. Because the race is you have to get home
without getting a boner.
And you don't have a car. So you've got to get home without being aroused or without the pill taking effect. And if it does take effect, you've just got to get home.
So intermittently, you get surprised with increasingly arousing.
Yeah, we're
things.
Like, as you're going home, you're maybe like calling like your hot friend to like tail Ned and try to like surprise Ned around the corner. And then, you know, there's like a hot substitute teacher looking person.
But you're trying not to get a boner?
Yeah, not to get a boner.
But the boner pill makes you have a boner.
Yes.
That's the challenge. Well,
yeah.
No, but it like physiologically, you just can't control it.
Try not to get a boner challenge.
You guys know like porn stars, they take the boner pills before to maintain the erection.
I thought you still need a stimulus.
No, you just get hard.
You don't need this.
That's why if you take too many, you have to go to the hospital because you're so engorged, they have to like drain your dick.
I've seen those commercials with the old people and they like, there's one commercial about the boner pill and he takes one and he's like, oh, I'm all ready to like fuck my 60 plus year old wife.
Uh-huh.
And then the kids come over and he's like, oh, we'll wait till later. And it was like Viagra lasts for 4 hours and you can wait.
Huh.
Guys,
I believe we do need a stimulus.
Yeah. We laugh now, but someday we're going to be so grateful.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. Take boner pills.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you do need a stimulus. I thought it just kicked in.
Well, we'll never know until we do the race.
Well, especially when you're young and like, you know, you don't necessarily need it. I feel like it just kicks in.
Probably.
I took one right before this podcast starts. So I'll let you know.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Well, I've got one more segment here. Try Guys? No. Why Guys? No. More like the Who Crew.
Is that the question? What's it?
Well, I have a couple questions, and you guys have to decide who this applies to.
Ooh.
Okay.
Who Crew's actually a good name.
I like that.
Who is the best at kissing?
John Cena.
No, out of you four.
Oh.
Oh.
Ned probably does it the most.
I think I'm pretty good. But you have the best lips, Keith.
I do have great lips. They're beautiful lips. I feel like
I mean, I'm the only one that's actually experienced one of your kisses, so I gotta go for Eugene.
Hey. Actually, I'm pretty sure Keith and I have kissed.
I feel like, how have I not kissed everyone this week? I kiss people all the time.
Well, I work for you.
Obviously not you.
Ned's answer was funny. I'll go with that.
No, I think there's different types of kissing. So I think people are good at certain things. I think there's one very bad type of kissing.
Yeah.
Which is the just more tongue than lip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, especially for like guys out there, do not replicate what you think you've seen in videos that you've watched
The way they kiss on the Bachelor is disgusting.
It's not, no one wants that. No one wants that on a first date. No one wants like tongue entering the home before the lips.
Open mouth.
Mm. Or a third date.
Kisses that are apart. You can do a little bit of it.
Yeah.
But don't go that.
You just don't want your mouth all the way open. You're not trying to give someone CPR.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's for like hot and heavy situations. Yeah. So that's different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You level up. Charizard level.
Yes. Like there is a time and a place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Keith gives the most kisses professionally.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot
of stage kisses over here.
I probably had the most adult single kissing time. You know, I was looking for love, yeah. So I had multiple attempts at it. Ned locked it down quick, so he's got some practice.
Mm-hmm.
And we all assume that Eugene's got that shit on lockdown. So I'm going to say we're all pretty good kissies.
That's good.
I'm going to say Miles.
Yeah.
Maybe Miles
won.
I don't know. I fear that I don't, you know, who knows if I'm a good kisser.
Slurping down that beer and ice cream and then
exactly.
Give a smooch.
Giving my fiance a smooch? Why not? Okay, up next on the Who crew, who can party the hardest?
Oh, define. I mean, the real answer is Keith.
Real answer is Keith.
The real answer is Keith.
Whoa.
Yeah, because Eugene does party. Well, Eugene parties the hardest, but
Keith parties more often.
Yeah.
I can maybe party harder.
When you party, you party hard.
Yeah. I think you go all the way to the rubric.
I mean,
that's
high party.
Yeah.
I reach peak party rather quickly. I was kind of you doing the rubric of longevity. Like, I feel like Keith, like 4 a.m., no problem.
You know, if you define the word, who parties the hardest, then yeah, man, Ned's taking this one.
Yeah, I think we all have different hard partying attributes where, like, Ned is probably the most reckless. Eugene is probably the most limitless.
Unpredictable.
And I have the most, like, seems like I should be more fucked than I am. Seems like I should be more fucked up than I am. Like, wow, Keith still seems sober. And like, I'm not. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
Everyone's always like, yeah, I couldn't even tell you were drunk. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like,
we got Ned the hard hitter, Eugene the wild card, and Keith the journeyman.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm taking myself out of this. Yeah, I'm not the hardest partier.
Zach's not a hard partier anymore, but you used to throw great parties.
Hell yeah. I'll take it.
You know? I would party hard at Zach's party.
Right? I just gotta, you know, there's less of me to take the partying in.
Yeah. It's true. I got a lot of room.
We should say the caveat that we don't do this very often.
No,
yeah. 30 something. I haven't done it in a year.
Something happens after you're 30.
Yeah, we should caveat it. We're exclusively talking about hard drugs here.
Yeah.
Zach, are you crazy? Oh my God. What would Think Jesus think?
He would be pissed.
He would be like, guys,
come on.
I just think he'd be hot. Mm-hmm. Like, God. Think about Jesus as John Cena.
Oh, that kind
cool.
of thick.
Yeah.
So you think he's muscular?
I mean, he could be thick or muscular thick.
I was picturing, who was I picturing? Like John Goodman.
John
also
Goodman.
Down.
But like before John Goodman.
A little
Goodman.
Bit more Santa
Zach
Claus.
Was picturing
Jesus.
Buddha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ooh. But with long hair.
By default.
Yeah. I don't think I was thinking that thick.
I was picturing King DDD as Jesus.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Hot.
That's hot.
And feathered.
Good DDD impression. Whoop,
boom. I love DDD.
All right, up next on the Who crew, who has the biggest dingle?
We'll just say the thing that we always joke about.
Zach, yeah, probably.
Zach.
Or so the legend.
Or so the legend goes.
Yeah, makes sense.
Just proportional to the rest of my body.
I think that's not true.
Who makes the best food?
Mm. Oh, well,
you guys all love food big time.
Matt.
Yeah. I'd say the Fulmers.
The Fulmers.
Yeah, they make some good food.
And they're also like cooking for kids.
Yeah.
Well, and then also you guys now, you'll start cooking at like 4 o'clock. You like cooking's your day.
Yeah, cooking's our kind of our activity.
Yeah. Weekend activities. I've definitely do like the 3-hour cookathon for fun.
He's a mad grill man.
He's
though.
Big with roasts. Big like, roast boy.
I like presentation pieces. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to make steaks or like a Thanksgiving meal or a brisket or a pork shoulder. I like presentational big pieces that everyone can share in. Like, here's the thing. The American depiction of Jesus is wrong. That's not what he looks like. Like, he looks just it, like to say that like skinny white Jesus is true. Mm-hmm. Like, that's so is my thick white Jesus. So is any Jesus is as true as that one.
When
that's
you say
not
thick. Do you mean thighs or booty?
Oh, booty.
Okay.
And it's proportional. Maybe like me with a little, like another 15 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
He's tall too.
Yeah.
I guess they probably made the depictions of Jesus like that because when you go to church, you just sit and like look at him the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, we got to make him like easy on the eyes.
I think that's what it was. I'm just saying he was.
We want people to actually come to this church.
White people were from Egypt or the Middle East.
Well, also,
typically.
Like, I mean, he was.
Yeah.
He was literally like. Not wealthy. He was walking around everywhere. He had to be ripped because he wasn't.
True.
Yeah, it's that's true. Like how their bodies were. They were like, they weren't soft back then.
People ignore this part of the Bible all the time, but Jesus created P90X.
That's true. He had a workout plan.
Yeah. You talk about Miles. How do you get ripped?
That's it.
Read the Bible, bro.
Read the Bible. Okay, that's good advice.
Book a motel room, open the drawer, get flipping.
Wow, what a wild and crazy podcast it's been. And we don't want to leave you with just this crazy knowledge. You need just a little bit more knowledge in the form of advice from our youngest and least experienced.
Mm-hmm. Miles time.
Man of the room, it's Miles time.
It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Tune into your radio station. It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Everyone get ready, Miles Nation.
You're gonna have to bleep all of that.
I think
every episode.
Yeah, a lot of that's gonna be bleeped probably.
This isn't airing tomorrow, is it?
Yeah.
This is not good.
Yeah, he's an intern now.
What's up, Miles Nation? How y'all doing tonight, Eugene?
Good.
Yeah, could be better.
Well, I've got a little piece of advice that's going to tickle your dingleberries and love on your nubs.
Nice.
Jesus Christ.
Have you...
Didn't mean that for you to call
have
back.
Have you wanted a breakfast delight?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I hate that.
Oh, Keith can make that sound.
Have you ever wanted granola?
Smoothie.
Granola.
Acai bowl.
With like a granola. Special little treat.
It's acai bowl.
Fruit and berries.
Maybe a pitaya bowl.
I've been making smoothie bowls.
Smoothie bowl,
or in English, I would say smoothie bowl, is a special way to eat granola on top of a smoothie. Now, I know what you're thinking. Smoothies? A vertical bitch. Nuh-uh, honey. Put your smoothie in a bowl and eat it with a spoon like an adult. Okay? Straws kill turtles.
And we all know those are amphibians. We need to protect our amphibian life.
Damn right. So I've been making a smoothie, berries, bananas, milk.
That's right.
That's right. I said it.
Does the body good.
No oats in this house because oat milk can be a little watery sometimes.
You're out of your fucking mind. Bro.
In a smoothie, I want
fucking
milk.
I'll kill you right now.
I want a little nature's cereal, but with cow piss. I make a very thick smoothie and I put it in my bowl and I kind of smooth it around. Granola on top, a little bit of honey. That's restaurant quality breakfast at a reasonable spice.
I think this is great advice.
Yeah. I think it's fine breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like making me think different, you know?
Yeah,
I haven't really ever considered. I love making smoothies. Haven't considered doing it in a bowl with granola.
Yeah.
I love the dairy shout out.
Yogurt as well in there.
Yogurt's great too.
I am certain this is less than 5% away from an advice you've given 3 times.
That's a good point. I don't think I've probably said smoothies before.
Yeah,
but I don't think I said smoothie bowl. Yeah,
so the advice
smoothies?
Is to put it in a bowl.
Yeah, the advice is put the voice.
The voice is put it in a bowl, Mike.
I think this is good stuff. Telling us to make a smoothie is bullshit advice, but telling us to
put in
to
a bowl?
Take our smoothies and put it in a bowl, I think that's pretty good.
With granola.
I've never done that.
Do you want a breakfast on the go that's a little bit more on the stay?
Hell yeah, brother. Your smoothies are too portable. I've been saying it for years. You need to sit down and enjoy your freaking bowl.
Yeah, I like smoothies okay. I don't really love granola. Sometimes a little handful of granola on the way out the door hits nice, but that's probably as much granola as I eat.
You have that big pitcher of granola right by your door.
Disagree, brother. I eat smoothies every morning. I look forward to it every morning. And you know what? Granola is my little special treat. I just eat it dry at night sometimes. It's like my little pop
at night.
Yeah, it's like if I, because I don't want to have like candy or ice cream or like
whatever. You mean like in the evening? I thought like you wake up in the middle of the night, go pee, and then you're like, nom, nom, nom.
That sounds great too. Did you guys ever been night snack? That's a conversation for another time. We'll come another time. What's up, Eugene?
Miles, try putting in a little bit of heavy cream.
Okay,
just keep it in the fridge. Just a little splash, just to thicken up your smooth.
Maybe try sour cream.
I do yogurt, which is kind of sour cream.
That works. That works.
Yeah, but heavy cream, that's making it a milkshake, and I stan that. Eugene, rate my advice. 1 out of 10.
I think it's good advice for people who like sweet stuff in the morning. But I don't eat sweet in the morning. I can't do it. See these donuts here? Never touch them. Thank you for buying them, by the way.
Yeah, no problem.
But I never eat them.
Yeah,
I just don't like... I don't like sweet stuff in the morning.
It's good
like,
to hear this.
You put eggs or something for me? Oh,
smoothies don't have to be sweet.
Most of them are.
They don't have to be.
How do you make it?
Green juice.
Yeah.
Green juice, but yeah. I would consider granola sweet. Like, I don't even want that in the morning.
Yeah. Granola's pretty sweet.
No.
It's good.
Yeah, it's not my
Nobody
jam.
Nobody wants green juice with
and jam is sweet.
So you just don't like fruit in the morning?
I usually don't eat anything in the morning. But if I have to have something, I usually have a protein shake.
All right, well, okay, Keith.
Well, I'm ready for bed. It's just been a nice morning, everyone. Well, that's been our time. Thanks for tuning in. So sorry about this podcast, everybody.
How much are you going to have to edit out, Miles?
A lot. Yeah.
Whatever you don't hear, rest assured, you know you shouldn't have. We don't have time for the Patreon exclusive this week. We got a lot of things going on, but we'll get you one next time.
Guys, stay the fuck tuned this Monday. Zach Kornfeld, Vin Diesel, Michelle Rodriguez, John Cena in a podcast to remember. We'll see you then. Get the merch, rate the show. Keith, here's with the official tripod theme song.
Ooh, yeah, look at how hot Jesus is. Ooh, he is so strong and smart. I like the way he likes to talk to his friends. He makes everybody feel good again. Is a tripod.
Until next time, stay beautiful.